potato sandwich, and I want it right away."
"I don't think alligator sandwiches is very kind to alligators," said Magrat, dropping the observation into the leaden paws. "I always say a laugh does you good," said Nanny.
Lilith smiled at the figure of Ella standing forlornly between the snake women. "And such a raggedy dress too," she said, "and the door to the room was locked. Tut, tut! However can it have happened?"
Ella stared at her feet.
Lilith smiled at the sisters. "Well," she said, "we'll just have to do the best we can with what we've got. Fetch me 2 rats and 2 mice. I know you can always find rats and mice. And bring in the big pumpkin."
She laughed. Not the mad, shrill laughter of the bad fairy who's been defeated, but the rather pleasant laughter of someone who's just seen the joke. She looked reflectively at the wand.
"But first," she said, transferring her gaze to Ella's pale face, "you'd better bring in those naughty men who let themselves get so drunk.
That's not respectful.
And if you haven't got respect, you haven't got anything."
The clicking of the wand was the only sound in the kitchen.
Nanny Og poked at the tall drink in front of her.
"Beats me why they puts an umbrella in it," she said, sucking the cocktail cherry off the stick. "I mean, do they want to stop it getting wet or something?"
She grinned at Magrat and Granny, who were both staring gloomily at the passing celebrations.
"Cheer up," she said. "Never seen such a pair of long faces in all me puff."
"That's neat rum you're drinking," said Magrat.
"You're telling me," said Nanny, taking a swig. "Cheers."
"It was too easy," said Granny Weatherwax.
"It was only easy 'cause we done it," said Nanny. "You want something done, we're the girls to do it, eh? You show me anyone else who could have nipped in there and done all that in the nick of time, eh? Especially the coach bit."
"It doesn't make a good story," said Granny.
"Oh, bugger stories," said Nanny loftily. "You can always change a story."
"Only at the right places," said Granny. "Anyway, maybe they could get her a new dress and horses and a coach and everything."
"Where? When?" said Nanny. "It's a holiday, and there's no time anyway. They'll be starting the ball at any moment."
Granny Weatherwax's fingers drummed on the edge of the cafe table. Nanny sighed.
"Now what?" she said.
"It doesn't happen like this," said Granny.
"Listen, Esme, the only kind of magic that'd work right now is wand magic, and Magrat's got the wand."
Nanny nodded at Magrat.
"Ain't that so, Magrat?"
Said Magrat.
"Not lost it, have you?"
"No, but there you are, then. Only, Ella said she'd got 2 godmothers.
Granny Weatherwax's hand thumped down on the table. Nanny's drink flew into the air and overturned.
"That's right," roared Granny. "That was nearly full. That was nearly a full drink," said Nanny reproachfully.
"Come on.
Best part of a whole glass of...
Gither!"
"Did I say I wasn't coming? I was just pointing..."
"Now!"
"Can I just ask the man to get me another..."
"Gither!"
The witches were halfway up the street when a coach rattled out of the driveway and trundled away.
"That can't be it," said Magrat. "We got rid of it."
"We ought to have chopped it up," said Nanny. "There's good eating on a pumpkin."
"They've got us," said Granny, slowing down to a stop.
"Can't you get into the minds of the horses?" said Magrat.
The witches concentrated.
"They ain't horses," said Nanny. "They feel like..."
"Rats turned into horses," said Granny, who was even better at getting into people's minds than she was at getting under their skins. "They feel like that poor old wolf. Mine's like a firework display."
She winced at the taste of them in her own head.
"I bet," said Granny thoughtfully as the coach skidded around the corner, "I bet I could make the wheels fall right off."
"That's not the way," said Magrat. "Anyway, Ella's in there."
"There may be another way," said Nanny. "I know someone who could get inside their minds right enough."
"Who?" said Magrat.
"Well, we've still got our brooms," said Nanny. "It should be easy to overtake it, right?"
The witches landed in an alleyway a few minutes ahead of the coach.
"I don't hold with this," said Granny. "It's the sort of thing Lily does. You can't expect me to like this. Think of that wolf."
Nanny lifted Grebo out of his nest among the bristles.